drafts for one heart to carry on. You're way on top now since you left me. You're always laughing, yeah, way down at me. Better watch out now, I'm gonna get there. We'll be together for just a little while, and then I'm gonna put you
WMFO Medford. It's 5 p.m. here in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 FM. Mike Newman here with Ben Lowengard. How you doing?
Still good.
Still good?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. All right. Well, let me tell you what we played, and we'll hope the internet comes back after that. I don't know if it will, but we'll see. Started off with Brand New Noise from Beth Hart and Joe Bonamassa together. Black Coffee, love covers. That was awesome. The Zombies after that. From 2007's The Original Studio Recordings Volume 1, obviously a collection, that's When You're Ready. The Faces, after that, from 1970's first Step CD, that was Flying, and then another great cover from a disc called Escape Artist, that was Garland Jeffries and 96 Tears.
Amazing.
So I'm going to see if I can cue something up here while I'm talking, because the internet went out, so let's see what I can do. So what else could we talk about while I'm doing this?
Well, I just to want to say that Faces are a really amazing band. That was one of those bands that I was like, oh, I saw them in 1974 at Dillon Stadium, and they were must have just been the Faces, and Rod Stewart was just doing his solo thing, was just starting that, but it was the Faces behind him.
That's so incredible.
What did I know? It was great. I mean... You know.
I'm sure. I mean, the Faces are just... And Rod Stewart is just... The vocals are crazy.
And the small faces,
yeah.
Too.
All right. Well, I made something happen over here. So I was going to play for the fifth song just a beautiful rendition of Christmas Time Is Here. So let me play that now and see if we can get the internet going back up again. But enjoy this. This is great artist. Beautiful, beautiful version. Daniel Andrade. Everybody. WMFO.
Christmas time is here, happiness and cheer, fun for all the children call their favorite time of year. Snowflakes in the air, carols everywhere.
Beautiful voice on her.
That's great.
Daniela Andrade taking a beautiful song and just making it even more beautiful, if that's possible. All right, 5:04 in the afternoon. We're here till 6. Me and Ben doing the free form. If you have any requests, if you're friends with either one of us on Facebook, you're welcome to leave something on the thread, or you can call us. The phones do work. 855-915-9636. Again, 855-915-WMFO. All right, new noise here from U2, not from the new album that they just did. They did a Spotify Sessions concert, like a lot of folks are doing lately. And I love covers, so they did a great cover of What's Going On. It's brand new U2 here at WMFO, Medford.
What's going on? Smile. 'cause you found another without one hand of a clock. What good is the other? And I can't find no true love. Oh, baby, it's so hard. And I still think about you every time I ride in my car. Well, I went to the place where everybody hangs out to see what everybody was talking about. And over in the corner all alone with you was a boy from last summer singing songs to you. He can't sing like I can sing. Oh, it's so hard. And I still think about you every time I'm riding in my car. Oh, when I'm home alone I can think of other things to do. But when I'm rolling in forward motion I think of my own. Since I've talked to you, I don't know how I made it, boy, I sure have been blue. And every time I think about what might have been, I jump in my car and start riding again. And I can't find no true love, oh baby, it's so hard. And I still think about you every time I'm riding in my car.
To the radio.
Tufts Freeform Radio, WMFO, Medford.
Brava!
You don't need any Christmas lights, 'cause the Citgo sign is there. Have a couple bells, if for nothing else. It's Christmas in Kenmore Square. See the punks in deco fashions now. The weirdest ways they wear their hair. Lopsided obtuse, designed by Dr. Seuss. It's Christmas in Kenmore Square.
And like the students, like, can't wait to, like, go home for Christmas time. But like, the Christmas mail is, like, really, really slow.
If Mom and Dad don't send a card with travel money soon, we'll just stay in our dorm and hang some mistletoe. It's Christmas party time at the clubs. I'll keep an eye on my friends there. I stayed real straight, 'cause I'm the driver designate this Christmas in Kenmore Square. Santa's wearing red leather and studs, but he can't park his sleigh nowhere, 'cause Santa Claus forgot there ain't no legal parking spot this Christmas in Kenmore. Everywhere is Christmas in Kenmore.
WMFO Medford. You know, once upon a time, there was a radio station like no other.
It's true.
WBCN.
I'm sure it brings back many memories for people who lived here at a certain time.
Yeah, during the 80s. That was production genius Tom Sandman and a man of very many voices, Billy West. Just produced it in the WBCN studios back then, and you know, wrote those lyrics back at the time when I was in there, as a mere intern, they were still using patch cords in there to do this, and they were slicing things with
slicing all kinds of things.
I wasn't talking about that chalk and a razor blade. This is what they came up with.
Yeah.
How many towns like Bosstown have something like that as a legacy? It's kind of sad because I never thought it would go away.
Right. And
it never did.
Radio was a connective tissue for a lot of people, and it still is. But it's very different now.
It was very different. I mean, there was no cell phone, there was no internet, so.
And hardly a Walkman.
Yeah, right. And you're sounding like a Christmas song yourself. And, what I was saying is the connective tissue was through the listener line. Because they had guys, and I did that, where you'd answer the phone and you'd bring a list of requests into the DJ and they'd play it and talk about it and they'd tell you what was going on. It was at the minute, you know, and the music could be based on what was going on, and they would talk about what's going on in your neighborhood, and they'd be all over the place doing live remotes. It's just not a thing anymore.
People who had jobs that were very boring but were fortunate to have a radio by their workstation.
It meant everything.
Or where they worked at.
It meant really everything.
They were listening to it, and they loved the shows.
Yeah, they had the best staff ever, I think, in commercial radio ever. So, Christmas in Kenmore Square from the geniuses over at BCN. Before that, something Ben and I just love, the band NRBQ from 1977's All Hopped Up, that was Riding in My Car. One of my favorites, one of yours too, right?
Yeah. Al Anderson was one of the most brilliant songwriters and guitar players out there. NRBQ is still going strong. So,
you know, anybody that loves the melodies and just the hooks, God, you know, they did it.
And they do everything, from Sun Ra to the latest pop tunes. So
yeah,
they're not afraid of music.
I'm not afraid of music. Are
well,
you?
No. But I mean, they're not afraid to play anything.
Anything. Well, good. Well, I look forward to you coming back here again. We'll explore more of NRBQ. Maybe you'll do a nice 5-song set of NRBQ so we can just hear the best stuff.
Well, that'd be
awesome.
Because
I don't know the deep cuts in NRBQ, but I'd love to.
There are some really nice stuff.
All right, yeah. Good. You come back. Before that, we had the internet, speaking of, going out. Just this Wi-Fi likes to just disappear and then come back. So while we did that, I had a couple things. Beach Boys, you can't miss with that. 1963, the record was Sounds of Summer. That was Don't Worry Baby. Another cover before that by a wonderful British band, Elbow. The title track was Golden Slumbers. And started off with U2. From a Spotify sessions recently, and it was What's Going On, another wonderful cover. And, Ben and I were talking while that was playing. It doesn't really scream, oh, this is U2, because it sounds like their instrumentation, or it sounds like Edge's guitar. Even Bono just did a beautiful job on that.
I think they...
very heartfelt.
They listened very carefully to the original version, not to duplicate it, but to emulate it, and it sounds very good.
They did awfully well. All right. Well, I've got another Boston band here. I've played this during my Saturday show. I first heard about these guys back in 2010 at a different radio station where I was board hopping, and they came in to play one night, and I said then and I say now, I think they have the best band name ever. It's McLovin's.
Oh, McLovin's, right?
Yeah. Okay. So they have something now. It's a brand new single from these guys. It's called One More. It's WMFO New Noise. Enjoy.
I'm realizing as Johnny's closing down the bar and says to finish up my drink, I reply, what are my chances that you are holding more than just the keys? This liquor burns and soon I'll be out the door and on the street. Let me lock the door, you can stay. All been there before, so you can stay for above my head. Tell me, friend, what is keeping you from sleeping in your bed? There's some big evil answer, a howl deep inside the night, advocates for the devil. Maybe that's why I'm in trouble. What are my chances that you are holding more than just a key? Shackled bird feet, freedom on my skin surrounding me. Let me lock.
Another weed in your garden. Nothing I can say is gonna make you stay. Don't call me when you know the flowers are gone and your skies are cloudy and gray. It ain't wrong to want a little more sunshine. I ain't ashamed to want a little more rain. I ain't gonna beg, no, I ain't gonna plead no more. You ain't never given me one good thing to beg for. Oh, go on and leave me like another weed in your garden. Nothing I can say is gonna make you stay. Don't call me when you know the flowers are gone and your skies are cloudy and gray. I'm so tired of all your messing round, messing round. Nothing's gonna grow between you and I. I gotta go, honey, and leave this town, leave this town. Find some place where my roots grow right. Go on and leave. Another weed in your garden. Nothing I can say is gonna make you stay. Don't call me when you know the flowers are gone and your skies are cloudy and gray. Another weed in your garden. Nothing I can say is gonna make you stay. Don't call me when you know the flowers are gone and your skies are cloudy and gray.
is good, love is bad. It makes you happy and it makes you sad. Love is all we ever had. Love will lead the way. Love hurts, it kills your pride. Love makes you feel good inside. If you trust what love confides, love will lead the way. And when there's nothing left for me to say, I know that we will be okay. And as the night closes in and swallows the day, love will lead the way. Love is lost and love is found.
Radio.
Tufts Freeform Radio, WMFO, Medford.
False.
'Tis the Season here at WMFO. Nice request. Thank you, Walter Newell, for little George Harrison there. Appreciate that. And, oh, by the way, I'm Mike on the mic. And
I'm Ben.
And you're here, too.
Ben
on the Ben is here. Yeah. But you can't be on a Ben. It's not a thing.
I'm on a bend.
You're a bend. I didn't hear that last D. That's very important in that, yeah.
I'm going to add it. No.
You're on a bender. All right, just before that, Wyatt Funderbunk was the artist from his Novel and Profane CD. That was Love Will Lead the Way. We were talking about that. It's like, I love power pop, and that's absolutely a great example of that, but it's like a TV show theme,
yeah,
like The Greatest American Hero or something.
Yeah, it really evokes another certain era in the 90s.
Yeah.
Expected to see the opening credits.
I just like that. I don't know why. And then such a cool request from you, a band called the High Llamas. Why were they high? Never mind.
I don't know. That was actually one of the members of the band had a solo album that was called the High Llamas, and then it eventually turned into a band called the High Llamas. And
I understand
all their
why.
Stuff is great.
Yeah, I understand. I mean, you got to go for that name if you come up with that name.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's like an alpaca, kind of.
The alpaca. Yeah. I think that was they were on alpaca label, actually.
As they should be. That was called Checking In, Checking Out. Just before that, local artist Julie Rhodes from last year, 2016. Bound to Meet the Devil was her CD. That was In Your Garden. So cool. Really good on Julie Rhodes for that one. And I started off with Boston band Mick Lovin's brand new single coming. An album's coming out is what I meant to say. It's called One More. In the middle of a burp there.
And who doesn't love, a great band name? And it's so nice that Mick Lovin's is a great band name that has some really awesome tunes, too.
Yeah, and that evokes a nice little comedy movie there. That's a good thing, too. All right, Mike and Ben here for another 15 minutes till 6 p.m. And we're going to play some more new noise now. Samantha Fish, a big favorite of mine and a lot of our listeners, she's got a new record out. And this new track is called No Angels from the new record Belle of the West. Brand new here at WMFO Medford. We'll be right back.
like a cat that's playing with the ball of twine that you call my heart. Oh, but baby, is it so hard to tell the two apart? And so slowly you unwind me until I fall apart. I'm only living for the hour that I see your face, and when that happens, I don't wanna be no other place till the end of time. You'll be on my mind.
Thank you. down in some lone valley, in a sad, lonesome place, where the wild birds do warble all their notes to increase. Farewell, pretty Sarah, I bid ye adieu. But I dream of pretty Sarah wherever I go. There, my love, she won't have me, so I understand. She wants a freeholder who owns a house and land. I cannot maintain her with silver and gold and all of the fine things that a big house can hold. If I was a poet and could write a fine hand, I'd write my love a letter she'd understand, and ride it by the river where the waters overflow. But I dream of pretty Sarah wherever I go.
WMFO, Medford, how you doing? It's Mike on the mic, about 5:56 in the evening. Thank you, Ben. Really appreciate your being here.
Time flies when you're having fun.
It does, and that's what we did.
Your time flies.
Let me tell you what we played in that last set, and we'll say goodbye, and we'll wish somebody happy birthday as we go out the door. Of course, was Bob Dylan from, oh, let me take a breath, it's a long one, Another Self-Portrait, Bootleg Series, Volume 10. Very good. That was Pretty Sorrow. What a beautiful song.
It's really amazing that was left off any album.
Yeah.
Bootleg is amazing.
Just so series. Much material. Yeah, yeah. And so good. Thank you for that request. And this other one was your request as well. Rory Gallagher from 1971's Rory Gallagher self-titled EP.